Parshas Korach, sugya von Nachloikis, aber klar, a sugya to understand what was the bikuach of Korach. And there's a lot of things going on. There's the Reish Nun, the Chamishim U'Masayim Anoshim, there's Korach, there's the Nisiyus HaShalili Tzofen Ben Uziel, there's Dostan Aviram and Oyin Ben Peles, different, one of them had different tainus. One way of looking at it is that Kipshutai Korach is Mamash and Apikoyrus, and he was being Koyfer in the Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu, Bechlal, and anything, and the whole Anhoga. Oh, but there's a lot of rights not like that, that there was a much more Mitzumtzum Dekinakuda of a Bikuach over here. And the Sforim writes, Tzadik Katomor Yifroch is Soif Tevis Korach. Because B'Soif Eshel Dover, there's a Taina that Korach has, there was supposed to be a Gevissa Hanhoga that he was supposed to be Zoicha to, L'B'Soif. You're talking, he was supposed to be Zoicha by Knitzel Eretz Yisrael. I saw brought down some Sforim say that the reason he wasn't this Oira right away is because he thought they're going to go into Eretz Yisrael very soon. After the Chet Meraglim, when it was delayed by 40 years, is when he suddenly was misoired to him to start behandling with it earlier. I heard once a pshat, or a Chaim HaKadosh goes alteres there, but others from talk about it also, the nakuda that Korach was tining wasn't that he was being kaifer and gantz and klapi Moshe Rabbeinu. Now the pshat is, the Gemara says in Shabbos, shloisha dvarim osa Moshe midaitoi, v'hiskim HaKadosh Baruch all the other, perish men ha'isha, Shavar es aluchos, v'hoitav yemechad midaita. So the Gemara says that Emes Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to do all those things, but on the other hand, HaKadosh Baruch was mazmaskim al yodoy. Korach was tining that Efsher, this Nakuda also of the Kuhuna Ta'aran and the Nesiyas of the Levium Tavit Tzofon, is maybe also a Moshe Osa al Zayt and Hiskim HaKadosh Baruch al yodoy. There's Zokt, that it's Kulei al Taras that the Rabbanu Shalom told him. Mizetav set is Azam Musik. And he was wrong. He was wrong because over here, Be'etem, it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Although the truth is, even if not, Moshe Rabbeinu was kol kuloi, ish Moshe onav mikol adam, on anegiyas, that the hiskam al yodoy is samachu betuach that that's Ratzon Hashem. The emes is behemshich. It's interesting. It's a lishitosi weiter. Moshe Rabbeinu initiates. Im yivra adam es piha. He initiates it. There will be a psichas piha aretz. Vehiskam hakadosh baruch hu al yodoy. Why it's not on the list? Say the shloisha dvarim, because it wasn't osa Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu was shoyver the luchas. He was Moshe v'yoyin. He was parash meirsay. He didn't make the piyah haaretz. He initiated. He said there should be v'hiskim hakadosh baruch hu al yodoy. It's not on the list of the shloisha dvarim because the shloisha dvarim are things that he actually did. But it was that signon. Korach's taina was on this lacuna that Moshe Rabbeinu hadnish darech osa al yodoy, and he was wrong about the hanhaga about it. But the oynish of the P.R. is taken them to chpan azan akuda that Moshe Rabbeinu initiates v'maskim HaKadosh Baruch Hu al yodoy. The Targum says v'yikach Korach v'ispalig Korach. He separated himself. The Sfasem is right, he separated himself from the free of the Kedoyrus. The embassy was Ben Yitzhar, Ben Kos, Ben Levi. Yaakov Vino was Mavakish, that it shouldn't say Ben Yaakov, the Kaholam Al-Teich HaTvoidi. But the Etzem, he was Shaykh, he has a Shalshelis of Doris over here. That's part of why he thought maybe he's going to be Menatzeach. Oh, but the Emes is Fakir, by Yikach is Fali, he separated himself. He wasn't attached to the free of the Kedoyrus. It's a big story, the person has to always fear that he should attach himself to the free of the Kedoyrus. People think nowadays it's better, they're faster, they're quicker, they understand better. Nay. In the 80s, it's given on this, yeah? And in the 80s, let's give up the Zoychus, I'm always given on this. The Chidor writes that there's a remnant in the names that are here that it says Vayikach Korach, he thought that he's Ben Yitzhar. Yitzhar is Shemen. Shemen is Sof Ve'oile. That the Shemen always is Menatzeach. It rises on top of the other Mashkim. But he forgot that he was also Ben Kehos, the Rechazal Darshan, Chekiah, Shinei Melidov, and Ben Levi, that Nasus Eloi Leviya Begehenim. You know what I mean? The Chazal say Nasus Leviya Begehenim. The Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, Poshet. The Gemara says, and Chazal say, and we always say, by a Levaya, Ey, Malavim, Loi Lo'odam, Loi Kesef, Loi Zov, by your Levaya, you're not going with your Kesef and your Zov. You don't go to Gehenna with your, you're not in the Slava with all your Nechosim to Gehenna. Korach was Zoicha. when the he was Nechlava, he had Levia Megehenim, was Lovaloi Zaman Kol Rechushoi. Kol Rechushoi went down with him. Kol Rechushoi. I think there's a Maisa with one of the Ponovizhi Rosh Hashivas. There was a whole Shaila Lomdis that the Shaykh could be makna to someone that's in the Kever already, and that Mamela Smishmash will go down to wherever the Yerush is. But in principle, if he could be makna to someone in the Kever. So he proved that not. He said, this should be Chuk of his Yamak. He said, this should go to Kairach. It wasn't Nivla Vadova Goycha. Because then it's Nish. Kenzan, it's a Chiddush. It was only maybe a Din Beshaitoi. Only what he owned then. He said, go and throw it. Then it's not Mamshech. Under a rise. Another Nakuda is interesting. Kairach is tiny. That he's Ben Yitzhar, and Yitzhar, even though Yitzhar wasn't the oldest, but he was older than the father of Yitzhak and Ben Uziel. So why should he not get it before? Oh, but he forgot that he was Ben Kahos, Ben Levi. Kahos was not the oldest. Merari was the oldest. Gershom was the oldest. And still, Kahos was Zeichet. We spoke, he was Zeichet to the Aaron. Levi was Zeichet to Levi, even though he has older brothers, Reuven and Shimon. Vos kumt him at the tiny, he's the oldest. And kumt him at the tiny, so Yitzhar is older. But Fagesu, Ben Kohos, Ben Levi. Ben Yaakov, it didn't say. Yaakov is the Bechor. Achloik is Esau, Yaakov. If that's the Shaq of the Tari, you're saying, well, do half of the Tzukumstech, because you're Ben Yitzhar. Ben Kohos, Ben Levi shows that it's Nisht Alam Alazoy. The Gemara Darshan to the Hedron, Ben Yitzhar, Shehirtiach all of us kol ha'olam k'tzaharayim, that the world got heated up as living in the tzaharayim. So I saw Chaim Kinevsky says an interesting pshat. The Gemara says in the Dorim, daf lamed tes, mai dechtiv, the Gemara brings the pasuk in Habakkuk, shemesh yareach omad zvulo, la'or chitzecha yaleichu, le'noiga borak chanisecha. The Gemara darshans in the Dorim, one of the seven rakiyim is called zvul. And there are seven rakiyim, the Gemara explains in Chagiga. And the Shemesh and the Yareach, the Kachavim and the Mazalish, they're all in the Rakia. Rakia is the second one. There's Shemayim, Rakia, Ovin, Shchokim, there's a whole bunch of them. And the Shemesh and the Yareach went up to Zvul. Zvul is higher than Rakia. Normally the Shemesh and Yareach is not there. And they went up because they went to Rabbi Nishlam, they said, Im ato oisa din leven amram anu me'irim, v'im lav einu no me'irim. They said, we're going on strike. You're not, Moshe Rabbeinu is getting attacked over here. If you're not going to right away, Mishtacharayim, we're saying we're not going to shine the next day. That's what they came up. But Oyst the Shah, the Rabbi Yisrael was Yoram and Chisin, and he said, "B'chol yoyin b'yoyin, people are mishtachet et havoy the Zora, and you're not being moichet. B'chvoy di loy mechisin, b'chvoy vaster v'dom mechisin." And he sent down the Shemesh back. So Rav Chaim Kinevsky says that's the pshat. Normally, the Gemara says it's Yerushalmi that the Shemesh goes down under the ocean, and that's when it cools off, and that's how it comes again. That's the cycle, how the world doesn't burn from the Shemesh. But that day, that it didn't go through that cycle, they went in a different direction. So it was here tiyach alav. The Marsha on that Gemara, he says, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu originally tells Kairach, Boiker, b'yoyde eskaz kol ha'sholoi. Well, tomorrow morning we're going to know. So there's many pshat, what's Boiker? But the Marsha says Boiker, because Moshe Rabbeinu heard that the Shemesh is going to, he thought, the Rabbeinu stop that Makkah. But Moshe Rabbeinu originally heard the Shemesh is going to make a Makkah. Tomorrow won't be a Shemesh. He says, we'll see tomorrow who's right. Another pshat is Boiker, b'yoyde, you'll see with the Mon, because they were also choshed Moshe Rabbeinu on Ishus, and came with tainus on him. So he said, that you always see by the mon. The mon, if the wife's mon fall in the right place, then you're able to prove. You're able to prove the who's right. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Kol machloikis shi l'shem shamayim, soifei l'skayim. If it's not l'shem shamayim, it's not soifei l'skayim. What's the machloikis l'shem shamayim? Shamay and Hillel. Like if it's not l'shem shemayim, koyrach v'chol adosoy. Interesting. L'shem shemayim is Hillel and Shammai. So not l'shem shemayim should be koyrach against Moshe. It doesn't say that. It doesn't say Moshe. He's not a side. It only says the other side. Koyrach v'chol adosoy. Andra say no koyrach and his adosoy gufa. They had internal machalikis amongst them. Or but the emes is there's another shayla pshat in the Mishnah. The machalikis Hillel and Shammai is the machalikis in Limud HaTorah. And it's a machalikis l'shem shemayim. A parallel to that, a contrast, would be a machloikis in Torah, that's not l'shem shemayim. Here, something looks like a political upheaval nekuda. Shteito know that Korach and Moshe had a machloikis pshat in Torah. they had a machlokes pshat and Torah on the talis shekula tchelis, on the oifen of hanhogah tzeichet asugya, or the fact that, you know, it says that Kairach saw benavua that his children are going to be oila, and he didn't realize because they taka was saved. So they had a vikuach pshat in the nevuah. They had a vikuach in anhaga, vikuach in how to see, how to learn up the world. That's a sugya. It's a learning. No, it's a limit. It's shalom l'shem shemayim. The Mishnah is contrasting. It's a machloikis pshat in Torah. L'shem shemayim, shalom l'shem shemayim. Shteita that Kairach taka came with tainus. Pashat, they learned that it's not with litzonis, but there was vikuach over here. Halas shakula tcheles shouldn't be chayim. And since it's bias, molei svarim shouldn't need mezuzah. Incidentally or not, the Mishkan was a bias molis forum, didn't have a mezuzah, and the Me'il was a talis shekula tchelis that didn't have tzitzis. Interesting. The music is there. Kairach comes with the chamishim u'masayim ish. The Chizkuni says the number 250 is that he brought a bezdin from each shevet. Some rishonim learned that most of these matayim chamishim were all from shevet Reuven. Or the Rosh, or the Shcheni, next to the, they were next to Levi on the tzura of the Machane. But the Chizkuni says that he took a bezdin from each shevet. Each shevet had 23, a bezdin of 23, that's exactly 23 times 11, except for Shevet Levi. He took a bezdin from the other 11 shvatim, is 253. That's 250 plus Oin, Dosan, and Avira. That's the last three from Reuven. So altogether, it's not exactly 253 that he took 11 batei din. And Kairach comes and he says, Ki kol ha'edah kulam kedoshim. Interesting lashon. Kol ha'edah kulam. You know, there's a taz in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, it's in the top kuf pei beis. There's a nusach in davening that we say, Meloich al kol ha'olam kulay b'chvaydecha. The olam zazach upvarmen a little bit to this. It's Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. Tammuz is Rosh Tevis, Zman, Tshuva, Memashmesh, Uvot. To come quite the yom in their own, less than 100 days. Zman shuv mamash mei shuvah. Cholik. It says in the davening there, Meloich al kol ha'olam kulay. So the Taz says, what do you have to say? Meloich al kol ha'olam kulay. Meloich al kol ha'olam. What's kol ha'olam kulay? He says, because if it wouldn't say kol ha'olam kulay, maybe you would say rubei kekulay. Maybe you would say rubei kekulay. Unless you would first say kol ha'olam kulay. It's not mukhrach, it could always be right. There are many places, Taka, where it says kol, and it's not pashat. Whether it means kol or not. The Moshe, there's a Gemara in Shabbos that the Ger came to Hillel and said, I'm going to stand on one leg. Amenas, shetelamdeni kol atayra kula. That was the Moshe. And it says, he taught him, mad aloch soni, lechavrach loy sovet. And Rashi explains that because that's only benod machaveir. So Rashi explains, roiv mitzvahs are benod machaveir. Roiv. And this gebetin roiv. Gebetin lelamdeni kol atayra kula. And Rashi says, that's called kol atayra kula because it's roiv mitzvahs. I'm just saying. But that's the pasuk of here also. Kol ha'edah kula kedoshim. Interesting. The Gemara in Hirius, when it talks about rubik kula, that whole shaka v'tariyah. But I just quote you the lashon. The lashon of the Gemara. Hachan ami mistabra. It's the middle of a shaka v'tariyah. The bechol ha'toyra kula kaimel and rubik kula. The kol ha'toyra kula. Not in right places. The kol ha'toyra kula kaimel and rubik kula. I saw we said in the beginning of the parsha, it says Yitzhar is shemen. That shemen is oile. There's a shaila in the poskim if schnapps has a din of mashkin. There got to be various halachas if it has a din of mashkin. And someone wanted to bring a raya because by schnapps it's nishtazay that the shemen is tzof lamal. It says shemen is tzof lamal on kol mashkin. That shemen always rises on top of the mashkin on kol mashkin. And by schnapps it's not that teva, so it wants to place a different schnapps. So someone wanted to bring a raya. Well, halacha doesn't have a din of mashkin. Yeah, not. The Achorim talk about it. The Pradesh Yosef talks about it. Oh, but the shein is ach. It doesn't say kol hamashkim kulo. Say kol hamashkim. Say ruvik and kulo. I can always drink this. My Shabbeinu says there should be a neis vafela matiptach oret es pio. You have in the next few parashas you have pi. You have pi ha'oret. And then in Chukas you have piha the air, and then in Bolak you have the piha osin. Those are different things that were created there of Shabbos Minash Moshes. The whole sugya in Sanhedrin, the MS, what happened to the 250 were srufim. Then there was the Adas Kairach that's bluim. There was the bluim and there was the srufim. There's a big machlekes. What exactly happened to Kairach himself? Machlekes Tanoim, the sugya in Sanhedrin. Was Kairach from the bluim? Was Kairach from the srufim? And there's many pshatim. The Malbim talks about it by Rikas. Others, exactly why each one deserved
their oinish, what each one, the sugya was about, why it was appropriate.
But after that, there was a magefa. There was a magefa. And Aaron stops the magefa with the keteiris. He learned, the Malach Mavis taught him that the keteiris could stop the magefa. Now the emes is the geder, the oifen, how the keteiris stops the magefa is that it makes a mechitza. And it's very meduyik. If you look at the psukim, it says Aaron goes out, vayorot al toich hakol. Al toich hakol means a certain section where the Yidden were. The magefa was spreading, but he saw the pasuk continues v'hini heichal negev ba'om. He saw the negev is already beyond, so he had to go there. Meaning because the tsura, the oifen, how the keteiris is oitzer, it's vayamay bein amesim bein achaim. It stops the magefa from spreading. But the Netziv says a very interesting nakuda. The Emes, it wasn't Pasha to take Keteris out. Now, for sure, Aaron did it. It was Pekuach Nefesh. But there's two ways fine on what could be done. One is that you could do the Keteris inside, where you're supposed to. You're supposed to be marked the Keteris inside the Heichel by the Mizbeach Hazov. And in Kippur, it's in Chodesh Chodesh, and the rest of the year, it's by the Mizbeach Hazov. And then you could do the Aveira of taking it out, which you're not supposed to. You're supposed to leave it there. But you need it. It's a Pekuach Nefesh. So he can do Hatzah. He can take it out, which is a lav. It's also to take it out. But then there's another option that he can push it be makter keteiris outside where the magefa is. That's a much more isur chomer. Now Moshe Rabbeinu, Aaron HaKohen is inside. Now he has the dilemma. He doesn't know. Maybe the magefa stopped. Maybe it doesn't. It's not bother yet what needs to be done. So one option is right now to do it inside and then go outside, see what the matzav is. Maybe you'll need the keteiris, be over the isur lavo itzah, and say. Another option is you say no. Right now I don't know for sure if I need to do this. Maybe it's over. Maybe the magefa is over. I have to go outside to see what's going on. Now I'm outside. The negative is spreading. So then I'll have to do an Isser Chomer. What is it better to do? When you have a matter of a suffix that it might come to a Pekuach Nefesh soon, do you over it or you wait till it's now Vada and then you do it? And you see here, Aaron, he did it outside. He made the Keteris outside. So the Netziv still Gael Moshe, he was a dogma. You can make a look, but that's the idea. He says, let's say you have a person who's a Choyle and he's deteriorating and it's a Yom Tif that's next to a Shabbos. Friday is Yom Tif. And it's Friday afternoon, and the choyl is not such a good state, but not yet mamish and matzav of a pekuach nefesh that requires you to do a certain malacha. It's very yitachin in the next few hours, it will deteriorate and you'll need to. Is it better on Friday afternoon, yomtif, to already do the isser? It's only a lav. Or you say, no, the vayla afshinat. Maybe he'll die, maybe there will be a nes. I don't know, it's not bury it. And when it comes Shabbos, then you'll do the isser chomer. You wait till the vada. See, Paskins in the Harchavas Dover, in the Harchav Dover, and then it's on Pirshon Chumash. He says, based on this, that you wait to do the Isser Chomer, because Aaron did the Isser Chomer of Keteris Bachutz, and not Oitzos HaKeteris. And they felt it soon. Then comes the Hemshech HaParsha, something very interesting. All the Oinshim happened. There was the Bluin, the Srufim, Kairach himself. It was very clear to Klal Yisrael. There was a Magefa, Aaron stops the Magefa. Now comes a new story. Moshe Rabbeinu, the Klal Yisrael, they have a test with the matos. Every shevet sends in a mate, and they're going to see whose mate is the one that's representing the kahuna and the hanhoga. And Aaron's mate is vayotze ferach, vayotze tzitz, vayig moshkedim. And that advises that Aaron, Moshe Rabbeinu takes them all out, and Klal Yisrael sees the mate of Aaron. That's like a basic kasha. There was definitely a terminalist situation over here. Kairach was ma'arer on the Hanhoga, and it looks like it was already very clearly taken care of. What's the necessity? What's the te'elis? And what's the grace of moitis? Kriyas Yamsev is a bigger nace than a shtick holds being able to be moitzi perach and shkedim. It's a nace of Adam. In the base of Mignus, there was always eitzim like that. It says in the base of Tantra Shlema Melech, there was eitzim that were growing fruits always. One of the nisim in the base of Mignus, the Gemara says in Yuma. So this is what's the grace of Pella? Hayu nisim v'nefois gdolos mein. What's the sugya over here? So one shot I heard is that be'emes the ikar hachra that Aaron is the gadula and the kahuna is taka from here. You needed the whole story with the bluim and the srufim and all that is because when there's litzonis, then you can't bring out a point, so you have to first get rid of it. And then the ikar is taka the sugya of the matar. The matar of the bluim and the srufim didn't deliver because they were just a siluk. To get back to normalcy, that we could have to bring the raya from the matah. But what's so important, the raya from the matah? Hagufa, the bloom and the srufin doesn't bring out the point. We see who's in charge. Heard one mahalach. Kairach has a bikuach over here. Kol hei the kulam kedoshim. And Kalif Shekula Tchelis doesn't need a Chut Shel Tchelis. He had a tiny that maybe the Tzura of Klal Yisrael, so the Kuh, we said it's a Machlekes in Limud, Shaloi Lishma, over the Tzura of Klal Yisrael is that you don't need the Chut Shel Tchelis. The bias is Molei Svarim, you don't need Punkt the Mezuzah. Klal Yisrael, Kolei the Kulam Kedoshim. And Moshe Rabbeinu was telling him, knowing that there has to be a manikin. There's Kohen Gadol Echad, Melech Echad, there's a Tzura. There's a Tzura to a hierarchy. He's not going to hierarchy in Klal Yisrael. But now you have a Shaila of who? To say that now we establish, but maybe from Shevet Yisochan, maybe from Naphtali, but there's a. Now it still has to be clarified to prove that it's Aaron. So what shows that it's Aaron? Stam, another Moifis? It's a given Gresser Moifis. So a few Neschois I heard. One Nesch I heard, very interesting. What was the Nes over here? There was a piece of wood that grew almonds. That's Maisim B'chol Yoy. In the street, you go out, there's Shkediyat, it's called, yeah? It's an eighth Shaked. You plant it in the ground, it's a piece of wood, and almonds grow out. Halei Dovaru. Yeah? Heva is Nes, I know, but that's Chanukah time also, but okay. The Pshad is that what makes an eighth grow the almonds? The pflanzas and drenz. You plant it in the ground, in Torah Hazet, and there's nutrients, and you learn in science, how it explains, and it comes and it grows. What we're bringing out here is not so much the moifis shavoy, but you want to know who's the kohen? We're going to take that same piece of wood, and we're not going to plant it in drenz. We're going to put it in the kodesh kadoshim. The one who the kodesh kadoshim blossoms him, he's the kohen. He's not artsy. He's not. His nutrients is not coming back from the Eretz. It's coming from the Kodesh Kadosh. So it wasn't so much the Moifis that it was vising, but it was showing that he's the one that his whole Mahus, Nemtach from Ruchnius, he's the one that's supposed to be the Kohen Gadol. He's the one that's supposed to be the Kohen Gadol. The Ishbitzer, the Meishi Loyach, he says a different Deher. He says the MS, all of the Matos grew. And whatever the deep concepts that these Shkedim and Prochim represent, all of the Shvatim's Matas grew a little bit. And Vayiru Vayikhu Ishmateyu, each one of the Nesiim that put in a Mata, I mean, it said their names on it, but each one said that they had put their names on it, but the Emet, each one came and was able to see, oh, that's mine. It was a mirror of Taka where he was holding. It was a deep thing that in each one's Dargo, either personally or what his Shevet represented, he came and said, oh, that's my matter. And Aaron's is the one that was in Ganten, Prochem and Shkedim. And Emma said, the Mori de Kadach, the Nakuda, the Prochem and the Shkedim, but there are cloud, the process of the tree is that the Prochem is a hechatim to start letting it grow, and then the Prochem fall off, then you have the Shkedim. One of the things that was Nignat is eight matter shall Aaron in Shkedeho vit Prochecho. The Mori de Kadach, a person has to know always to steig, never to plateau where he's holding, oh, I'm holding already at a peak. There's always Vait the Mer Prochem, Nochemol, Mersteig, and you're 80 years old, is Vos, Mersteig. It's an akuda that Vait is on Keseda de Ka'aliyah. Keseda de Ka'aliyah. On the other hand, I heard from a Choshev Mashgiach, he said, Psedeher. So some people want to jump, you know, they want to jump in Madregis. And it doesn't work like that. You have to go through the process. First Prochim, and then Shkedim. It's a Mahalach. It's a Savas Takanish. Why can't a person jump? Zalchap and Madregas. So they say, you'll fall. You're not holding there. You'll fall right away. It says, Poshin, he says, when a person goes in Madregas, and he's working on himself, he's building the steps. He can't jump. The process of preparing yourself and growing and getting another level and getting another Darga, and you're ruchnius and you're davening and you're learning and you're avodas Hashem, you're building the steps, and then you go up the steps. You can't go automatically because the steps aren't there yet. The madregas aren't there. The madregas is part of yourself, b'niyah. So avadim akenet springer. A chelik of the process is the building of the steps. Interesting enough, someone told me a ha'ara. We said that there was the double vikuach. First of all, Kairach was telling the B'chlal doesn't need to be a leader. It's kolei the kulam kedoshim, and then separately was the sugya of who is the leader, and that's what the mate was vising. Someone told me ha'ara that mate could mean the group. A mate is the rosh mate savoisam. A mate is the entire group of people, and the mata is the stick that represents the leader, and also a shevet. Shevet is the shevet, and it's also the stick, the shevet. The stick is a shevet, shiftecha. And also a staff. In English, is the staff is the stick, and it's the group is the staff. Jalai talk about the staff. And a club. A club also. A club is the club, the shteken. That's the group. The two nakut is interesting. The question was the Arab. In English and in Hebrew it's like this. You have the Matnas Kahuna, the Chavdal is Matnas Kahuna. Most of them are mentioned over here. They're broken into different groups. There's the Matnas Kahuna that are Begvulin, Matnas Kahuna only in the Beis HaMikdash, Matnas Kahuna that are Osir Lazar, Matnas Kahuna that are not. The whole thing of Matnas Kahuna. One Nakuna is the Tez in the Pasuk, Kol Tor Beveischa Yoichal Oisoi. The Gemara learns out, Kol Tor Beveischa, that a wife of a Kohen is able to eat Truma. And it's a big Machlokes Rishonim, because on one hand, the Makar that a wife of a Kohen can eat Truma is because Kinyan Kasfoi. And truth is, a behema of a Kohen, an Eved, Knaini of a Kohen can eat Truma. Kinyan Kasfoi, not because it's a Kedusha. Kinyan Kasfoi. So the wife is also a Kinyan Kasfoi. Atka the capital is the famous after so Rosh has a kasha, Bishlam if you makadish the isha with kesef. So with Kenyan Kaspar. But if you makadish her with star or with beer, why could she eat truma? It's not Kenyan Kaspar. So he says, Iskishabai is Ladoni. Interesting. Hashtas, you would learn Kenyan Kaspar, according to Masters, Kenyan Kaspar, the marshal, let's say you bought an Evid with Chazaka. So then you can't eat you. Evid of a behem of a coin. You bought it without a bow. Then it can't eat truma only if you bought it with kesef. Kinyan Kaspi doesn't mean because you bought it with money, it's because you have a momentistic Kinyan in it. Vaisa Chosim Taisa Rosh by Kedushin is Nishta. Kedushin is Nishta Kartoffel. What is yet? That's already we're spending a few months on working what a Kedushin is. But Kedushin of Kesef is Kinyan Kaspi because you use Kesef. Kedushin Shtarabi only is Keshavais Ladodi. But on the other hand, you have this other thing, the Kotor Beveisha. Some say that Kotor Beveisha is only by Yasuin. That says there's that, you know, there's a havamin in the Gemara that only a nesua could eat truma. And right away the Gemara says, "Vasei stavada even an arusa can eat truma." V'atoyer arusa ichelus. No, they made a gezeir. Hashem etashken of a lachiv alachoisa. The woman that having the dafkin nesua says many pshatim, but could because it wasn't off kinyan kaspei. Kinyan kaspei is by kedushin. Now the havamin was that kinyan kaspei doesn't apply by anisha, not kinyan kaspei. You don't have a moment to be kinyan. After nesua, she can eat truma with the under din, with the din of kotar beveischa. How they? My Yishlodin on the two halakim, Sugya Arucha B'fnei Atmei, the two dinim of an Isha, the Kinyan Kaspoi and the Kotar B'Veisha. Another one of the Matnas Kahuna is Pidyan Aben, the famous story with the Gra, that he said that everything is Nirmaz in Sefer Bereishis, and everything is Nirmaz in Parshas Bereishis, and everything is Nirmaz in the first word of Bereishis. Gan Tikunei Zoyar is not the first word of Bereishis. So they asked him, so who say Pidyan Aben? I'm not sure what the answer to all the other questions are, but they asked him, who's the opinion of Ben? So he said, what says it's Rosh HaTevis, Ben Rishon, Acharei Shloishim Yoyim Tiftet, Bereishis. That's what happened to the result. This line in the Sugif opinion of Ben. It's interesting, there's a Gemara in Menachos, Shaflam is dying. Bominei, Plima me Rebbe, Plima came to ask Rebbe, Mishi Yesh Le Shnei Roshim, the Ezem and Yichtfilm. He asked him if you have a guy has two heads. On which head does he put the tefillin? So he asked him. Plimoy asked Rebbe, which head? The guy has two heads. Which head does he put the tefillin? You know, you had the mice to do the surrogates. He found some tefillin. He stole some tefillin. He was trying to sell it to a guy. And the person wanted to get it back to the owner, but it was a little bit of a shake. So he said, let me check it out, see if it's good. So he put it on. He says, no, where's the other arm? I mean, it's half a set. He said, it's missing the other arm. $10 I'll give you, not more. It's missing half a set. But I can point on the Shalroi Shavad, there's one usually in a set. So the Shalroi here was, what's the din? Nishpashtan, huh? What's the din? Which head do you put it on? So he told him, he's very upset at him. He says, what are you asking? Mishunah to Geshailis? You go into golf. As he's kicking him out, Plimi, he kicks Plimi out. Someone comes into the business and he says, I just had a baby with two heads. I wonder how much I have to give for Pidyon HaBen. What's the din for Pidyon HaBen? So they start saying, maybe in Qatar, it's a treifa. It's a treifa. He says, no, it's not a treifa. You have to pay 10. It's two heads. And the Gemara asked, yeah, but it's a treif. It's a treif. The Gemara said, no, but it's Bigul Goylus Tala Rachmana. Bigul Goylus Tala Rachmana. There's two heads. The Shur Shakavatari, the Rishonim deal with it. What was the Shakavatari in the Gemara? There's a famous mahalak from Rav Chaim in Stencil. He says, Shak, in the Gemara, that the Gemara Shakavatari really was, the Shak was like this. This guy, is he one person with two heads? Or is it two people that happen to be shearing a large amount of their Eivarim from the neck down? Is it one person or two people? So Rav Chaim explains like this. He says, if it's one person with two heads, so fine, it's one person. If it's two people, then it's not going to live. If this is two people each trying to shear only one heart and one Eivarim Chiyuniyim, not going to last long, so it's going to be a trick. They are going to be a trick. Now the Shagatari of the Gemara was, he asked him, how much do I pay? So he says, you pay 10. He says, 10? That means it's two people. So then it's a treifa, then a b'chal potter, a treifa's potter. The Gemara answered back, no. Bigugoylus tala rachmon. It's taka, one person, and it's not a treifa. So why do you pay 10? Because it's tali in the heads. They say, speaking of men, it's not a standard fee of 5. You always have to count how many heads, and then you multiply by that, and then you pay that amount. That's the shakal batari. Now it's a pillar, the shakal batari. First of all, on the havni that it was two people, and that's why you're paying 10, only one of them is a b'chor. I don't know which one, if they came out together, but there's still not two b'chor, only one of them is a b'chor. What's up is 10? What's up is 10? Also, I had a shayla once in Lomdis. You're telling me, so you pay one. It's not two b'chors. One was teterech. Also, I had a shayla like this, in Lomdis. You're telling me that maskona, it's one person, and I'm thinking, the shear of picking the ben is lopped off to 10. You have to count how many heads, 3, 4, 5, you count how many there are, you multiply, that's the amount. Now, in a simpler case, when there's two heads, yeah? So, is it two machayvim or one machayv? Is it every head is a separate machayv, a separate din of picking a ben? Or no, you add it all up and you see. Says, I want to say, it's a charikas a little bit, I'll say, there's a whole shalom in Cheschinach, what's the din of a chetzi eved chetzi coin? It's a whole complex case, but there's a zazach, a chetzi eved chetzi coin, and only half of them is chayiv and pidyon haben, and the Mechaz Chinuch comes out and you put the legamri, because the pasuk says chomesh v'loy chetzi chomesh, and here you would only pay 2.5, it's chetzi eved chetzi coin, so chomesh v'loy chetzi chomesh, and you don't pay anything. Clara, what about a chetzi eved chetzi coin with two heads? If each one is a separate machayiv, then vayter, each one is a chomesh v'loy chetzi chomesh, you don't pay. But if I care, if it works out, it's not three, it's two heads. You add it up, it comes out. Gnoy, it comes out to 5. So there's no meat of chomish v'lechatzi chomish. It's taka chomish. It's one chayim on this person, and it's not chetzi chomish. Half of them is a coin, yeah. And not that one head is a coin, one is an eved. It's one person. Both of them are chetzi eved, chetzi coin. Over the amount of it in a bent point comes out to be chomish, so it won't be nismayit. Can't die. That's from Chaim's Malach in the Sugi. The Emes is an interesting smack that the Shita Mekubetes in Menachos over there after Rosh Nachlam Zayin. He brings that Shloim HaMelech had a ma'isa. That there was this two-headed person that got married to a one-headed lady, and they had a whole bunch of kids. Some of them were two-headed, and some of them were one-headed. And they had a machlokes by Yerusha. Zakta Shita. They had a machlokes by Yerusha because the two-headed ones were timing, each one of them was timing that they deserved double. They were saying we're two people. And the one-headers were saying, no, that you're also one person a piece. It's not a separate portion for the tropical goyim. So it says that Shlomo Melech covered one of the heads and he poured boiling water on the other one and both heads screamed. He said, it's a riot that it's one person. Yes, Lovim was there. I have some neurological questions on it if it's true, but I can find that was Shlomo Melech's achra that it's taka one person. No, but you see, it's not a zayit gitzush, the way Reb Chaim learns the sugya, that was the shakatari of the Gemara taka. The etzim achai for picking a ben gufa was this nid. That's not a zayit story. It's the heart of the sugya taka. Again, there's a lot of other ways to learn the sugya. The way Reb Chaim is learning the sugya, the noisy of the sugya gufa was this nekuda, if it's one or two, and that was talking the story by Shlomo Melech. Pidyon haben is a big shaila. Is it a chiv on the father or is it a chiv on the ben? Avada, everyone is moita that if a father is not paid to his own son, that avada afterwards the son has to be paid to himself after his bar mitzvah. But beforehand, avada the father is paid to the son. But is it the father's chiyuv to be paid to the son to do the son's mitzvah? Or no, it's be'etzel the din on the son. B'doimel azed is a chakiru l'gabi milah. We're about the same thing, that by milah, a father has a chiyuv to mal the son, and when the son becomes a god, then it's the son's chiyuv. But it's a huge topic. It's not for now the harichas of it, but there's a shayla whether it's the chiyuv of the avonah. What's interesting is that there's a Tshuvas HaRivosh. The Rivosh has a Shaila. Actually, someone else sent the Shaila to the Rivosh. In the Sugya of Al the Lift, there's a big Shaila when you make a Bracha Al and when you say Lift. Lift Dois or Al Pidyon HaBen. Al Hamila Lomul. The Chule. When you say Al, when you say Lift, it's a Sugya in Psochem Dav Zayin. We don't have time for the details of it. But in that Shaila Vatari, the Shoyal asks the Rivosh that there's many rules in the Rishonim when you say Al, when you say Lift. They bring the Rambam that it depends. A mitzvah that you have to do your own for yourself is Lift. If you're doing it a Shliach for someone else, it's Al. Toichat Borim, the Shoyal asks the Rivosh. He says, so one second, he says, Pidyon HaBen is not Shayach HaShliach. Pidyon HaBen is Mamash HaMitzvah on the father. He can't even do it on Yidei Shliach. Or the Zoyach should be lit. And the Rebosh answered him back, no, because he's been on the son, and he makes a whole stick. Comes out of interesting people. The Rumo in Hilchis Yeredei, Simen Shin Hei, Hilchis Pidyon HaBen, Paskins, Pidyon HaBen can't be on Yidei Shliach. Must be the father himself has to do it. It can't be on Yidei Shliach. And he quotes it from the Rivosh. So the Goyin and other of the Nice Kalim, they say, there's no such Rivosh. The Shoyal asked the Rivosh an Al-Li question. And part of his question was, well, for you, it comes out, it's a problem because the Chorah, Fashtetzach, Pidyon HaBen, can't be Ayin Eshliach. But if you look at the Rivosh's answer, he doesn't say one word about it. So the Goyin, because he ignored that, he said, that was totally off. Avadi, you can make a Shliach. There's no reason why you can't do Pidyon HaBen Ayin Eshliach like any other mitzvah. The Rivosh didn't even reckon with that. He focused on the Aleph part of the question and answered him when he felt the answer. But don't go quote me a Rivosh that Pidyon HaBen can't be Ayin Eshliach. It was the Shoyal in the Rivosh. The Rivosh didn't even misyachas to that. He ignored him because Pesetach can make a Shliach. Aber, Meidach, he said, the Ramah does quote a Rivosh. And the Ramah says that Pidyon HaBen Taka has to be without a Shliach. The Chassam Sofer writes in Shuvah, he says, what taket of Shah such a din? Why can't you do it on the Shliach? And every other mitzvah, you can make a Shliach. By Nila, you make a Shliach. Maybe. It's a Shaila. When a father is not Mal his own kid, is the Pshat is that he would man of the Moyal of Shliach? Or taket, some Rishonim say, no, you can't be a man of Shliach. Pshat is the father is deferring the mitzvah. He can't do it. And when the father doesn't do it, so then the Bezin does it. You get a Mila, you get a Moyal. But by Pidyon HaBen, the Chassam Sofer says, interesting, he says, the Inyan of Pidyon HaBen was the Bechorim in Mitzrayim. Now, just like in Mitzrayim, it says, Ani Hashem v'loy shliach. So, parallel to that, we do the Pidyon HaBen without a shliach, the father himself. So, it's interesting. It looks like it's a machloikis, Rabbi Kiva Eger and Chassam Sofer. They were, Rabbi Kiva Eger was the Chassam Sofer's shver. Because the Chassam Sofer is saying that the reason Pidyon HaBen, maybe, the Derech Jewish, that the Ramah, saying the Rivosh, is saying that Pidyon HaBen can't be Ayyid Shliach, is because it has to do it with Makas Bechairis over there, it was without a shliach. Rabbi Kiveger says, the Tshuvas Rabbi Kiveger. Rabbi Kiveger says, why do we only do a Pidyon HaBen on a Pet HaRechem, on a firstborn of a mother? And why is there no din of Pidyon HaBen on the firstborn of a father? So he says like this, he says, in Mitzrayim about both kinds were killed out. But Zok Rabbi Kiveger, Bechor Me'av, the Mashkes can't even know who's the Bechor Me'av. You don't know who the father is. Right, someone was on by Pidyon HaBen, and the coin they were saying, you know, Harilan, you're a coin, then you're not a coin. He says, well, coin me yoga, say anything from Shem Shkol. He says, no, he said, he said, Mistomap Yeroy, you're a coin. He says, that's enough. He says, Mistomap Yeroy, you're the father. The whole thing is there. But upon by Bechor Me'av, there's no way to know. So who went and killed out the Bechor Me'av? Hashem himself. Ani Hashem, Aloy Shliach. Bechor Me'aim, you can tell. When the mother gave birth, that's the Bechor. So for the Bechor Me'aim, the Mashkas was able to come. When the mashkas came, we need a Hashem's shmirah. We need to make a kedusha on the Yiddish Bechor Me'ames, so they shouldn't get killed out. So you see, Rabbi Kivega's understanding that the Bechor Me'ames was killed by Yiddish mashkas. It wasn't Ani Hashem v'loy shliach. That was only on the Bechor Me'av. Some sefer is being madbir. The reason why Pidyon HaBen is without a shliach is because the Bechor Me'aim was Ayyid Hashem alein. But upon him, that's that bikuach. So then becomes the shayla. If it can't be done, the shliach, frek Rabbi Kiveg, or frek Nachroinen, how do you make a t'nai? The Gemara says you can make a t'nai by Pidyon HaBen. You have today in the sugi, we have matana almanas lahatzir. It's a t'nai. Matana almanas lahatzir. It works for Pidyon HaBen. How could you make a t'nai? Milsa the less of a shlichus, less of a t'nai. The Ramah says that Pidyon HaBen can't be ayyidei shliach. So how could you make a t'nai by Pidyon HaBen? So there's a lot of reading in the Achroinen, but the basic model of a lot of our friends say is Kivegraf and Orth and Shulchanor of the Shinhei. Or the t'nai is on the money, not on the Pidyon HaBen. There's two parts. The Pidyon HaBen is first you're sending the money. On the money you can make the t'nai. Not on the Ephraim Pidyon HaBen. The Pidyon HaBen alone has to be a part. Gemara has a shayla, if a person has to be poyed himself and his father, which one should he do first? Who has the chiyuv to first? It's a whole shaka d'tariyah. If he only has five shloim. So, Frigin Achronin, the Bir Halacha brings this kasha, and it says Esrit. He only has five shloim. The din is a person only has to spend choymish of mechosta for a mitzvah sesek. A person only has to spend a fifth of his mechosta for a mitzvah sesek. So, if he only has five shloim, he doesn't have to spend the full five shloim. So, you could say he has 25 shloim. The amount he has to spend is the fifth, is the five shloim. But more simple, the pshat is like this. First of all, pidyon aven is a choyv. The guy borrowed money. He borrowed money, and he owes five shloim. You go to him and say, you owe me five shloim. He says, you're right, I have five shloim, but for a mitzvah says, priyas bal choyv mitzvah. Priyas bal choyv mitzvah. For a mitzvah says, I only spend a fifth. So I'll give you one fellow. Avadanish. You're a bal choyv. A bal choyv, you have to pay. It doesn't go into this cheshbon of that for mitzvah says, the mitzvah is a choyv. You owe the money. You know, there's a famous story with the Shlomo Hyman. It's brought down in Kedusha of Shlomo. They were by a pidyon aben, and there was a shock of atari. It was at night time, and someone said, "Let's have a myra first." He said, "No, do a pidyon aben first." Someone said, "Myra is first. Tader v'she'eni tader, tader koy. The myra is first." For some people, maybe koy is more tader than myra. But he said, "Maybe tader v'she'eni tader, tader koy." So Shlomo said, "No." He said, and he asked with Chaim afterwards, and Chaim was Muslim. He says, imagine a guy owes you money. You go to him and say, you owe me money. He says, I have to have a mire. Tother. He owes money. So the same thing is the chiyuv of the pidyon aben. What's up? So the same thing, it's not going to affect the choymish. And the truth is, even if you want to say it does, so what do you want to say? This guy only has five seller. So he says, I only have to spend the choymish. So you give him a choymish. You give him one seller. Then the kohen comes to him again and says, Reb Kohen, I'm the kohen, you have a ben b'chor, you still owe, you don't have to give all in one shot, but so you still owe four seller. He says, okay, I'll give you a fifth of what I have. You keep on doing it again and again and again until the last proof. It's a chazit z'chibur again and again until you get to the chiv. Until you get down to the last proof. That's two different choys. One is that by a choyv you b'chalal don't rechem with choymish. On the other hand, you do. Of it is by the choyv. So invite the continues. When I had a shayla, the chazanish asked this kasha. Technically, the din is that by pidyon aven, you can do pidyon aven with matona manas l'hachzir. So the truth is, it comes out, I'll say the kasha, the chazit z'shvei. L'chayla, technically, a person could do a pidyon aven with one fruta. Because, Marshall, let's say a person taco has five shloim, but he has hundreds of frutas. Hundreds of frutas that add up to five shloim. You can give it to two kohanim. You don't have to give it to one kohen. When does the pidyon aven happen? I guess when the last kohen got to the fifth seller. But if it happened over a period of a few weeks even. You give frutas to kohanim until the kahuna got five shloim. So technically, you should do it with one fruta. You give the kohen a fruta, matanam nas mahasin. Do it again and again and again and again with one fruta. Certainly, the guy has five shloim to do for himself and for his son. He should be able to do it with one set of five shloim. That's even simple. Just one time, matanah matlachim. There's nichshver. Find a kind that's willing to do matanah matlachim. But I'm going even sharper. You don't even need five shloim with one pruta. With one pruta, you give it back again and again. Unless maybe a moment the shalom achroinim could be this deal that you can give hundreds of prutas to different kahanim until it adds up to a pidyon aven. It's only if the money wasn't there yet. It's still there. If it's nesach l'moyz, then not. And here, by definition, it's nesach l'moyz. Every time you got the proof the back, so it was nelam the choyv. I'll end off with one other shayla. It's coming up in the sugyas. Lagabi kedushin, there's a shayla. Can you do kedushin midin orev? Which is that by midin orev, she didn't get the money, but the husband gave the money. Then there's midin eved kenayim. The husband didn't give the money. Then there's Adam Choshev, that she gives him the money, but he's an Adam Choshev. Are those good for Pidyon Aben? Well, Marshall, just one of them. It's kind of all of them. It's fake. The Gishmaka one. Adam Choshev, meaning if the Avi Aben is an Adam Choshev, the coin should give the father money. How much money? Love that for five shloim. I mean, it depends how Choshev the father is, but the kohen should give the father an amount of money that to him, the hanah that the father accepted the money is worth to him five shloim. It's very chashuv, maybe even one pruta. It certainly doesn't have to be exactly five shloim, but whatever it is, the amount of money that the kohen gives the avi aben, and he has hanah of adam chashuv, can that sugar off a pidyon aben. So one side of the argument is that it's not, because it's not gufay mamon, l'mashal rekoy l'fani, s'hoit l'fani, all these things wouldn't work for pidyon aben, but it's a shayla, it's a machlokes, a ha'achroinism, it's a chutz of erbarichas, it's a shpet, we'll talk about it, Bezer Hashem, in the coming of Sugis on the Zion.